Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's Eagle Radio playing the greatest hits. That's Billy Ocean. When the going gets tough, going to talk a little bit more about one of the things we've been discussing this morning about should you or your boss decide if you return to the office. A lot of talk about that at the moment. Come to that in just a moment. But it is PG and Bev with you on this Tuesday morning. Morning, Matt, who's normally with us on the breakfast show. He's around, but he's actually going to be on from 9 this morning. And he's sitting in for Adam Morris this week, although we will have a little chat with him just after 8:30. I've got a little bit of news to share, Breakfast Bev, this morning. I have to say, it's a bit of a funny old one, this, because not long after nearly 25 years of doing this thing in the mornings here on Eagle Radio, this week's my final week. And Friday will be the day I hang up my Eagle Radio headphones and head off. Actually, in fairness, first of all, to the coast. But that's going to be it for me, Breakfast Bev.
And you're not joking.
No, I'm not joking. I can hear the cheers already. Actually, in part, a little bit like, do you remember the clap for carers? I used to stand up above Guildford, at Pewley Down, and listen to the ripple of the applause start. I think I can hear it now, but I'm not sure it's for the right reasons. But anyway,
so what, 26 years getting up at silly o'clock in the morning?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, in fairness, I've more or less done breakfast radio since I sort of started, so about from 1990 onwards. And I think what's quite nice as well is, I was just thinking about this last night, actually. I was thinking, when was the first time I actually was on radio, or professional radio? And you know, it was in 1986, and I think it was the summer. And I was on a programme on what was then County Sound Radio, which was broadcasting from the Friary in Guildford. And it was called Hit or Miss, and it was like Radio 1 used to have their round table programme, where people used to rate the new music, yeah? Mm. And I absolutely panned Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately, which was her debut single. And what did I know? You know, she did all right. Fairness. Probably wasn't. But, you know, so the funny thing is, but so from that particular day in the summer of 86 through to, well, the summer of 2020, signing off from sort of the local radio in this area, only a sort of few metres from where it started, if you see what I mean. Funny old thing, isn't it? So, yeah, so that's it from me at the end of this week.
But you're doing the breakfast show on Friday. That will be your final show.
Yeah. So I'm going to be in the living room today and tomorrow. I'm going to be back in Eagle Radio Studio Towers, FM Online, etc. Thursday and Friday to finish it all off. But, you know, one of the things, Bev, I've got no other way of getting around this and telling you any other way than what I'm going to say to you now. And I can understand the disappointment, right? And I can understand, you know, it's going to be a bit heart-wrenching. But effectively, therefore, PG Sticker Patrol is not going to continue beyond the end of this week. And I'm so sorry about that. But, you know, because you've got to, hey, come on, chin up.
Do you know what? Because it's your last week, I might even let you have it as PG Sticker Patrol this week.
Well, they're all out there. You know it. Anyway, we'll be together for the coming days. Looking forward to that. And also, of course, all the other bits and pieces, including, in the not-too-distant future, £1,000 Minute. Also, Duran Duran on the way soon. First of all, though, on Eagle Radio, is Aretha.
Aircheckdownloads.com.